You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got one of my favorite New York-based bloggers and New York-based financial Wall Street dudes. We've got Dante Vittoria. Dante, welcome back. You're a regular at this point, I think.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what'd you think about Jeff? Did you listen to a little bit of that?
Listen, I was just going to say, you know, I didn't know if I wanted, when I grew up, I wanted to be you. I think I might want to be Jeff now when I grow up.
Jeff's a handsome guy. He is living the life.
Some other things, yeah.
He is. Jeff, I've thought about it. Jeff is the first young person that I mentored when I was back running Grubb & Ellis. Jeff was my go-to young person, and today was actually coming back around the circle with him, and I really got to tell you how proud I am. And the guy that we talked about, David Lipp, what a beautiful guy he is. But Dante, so tell me, what's going on up there? What are we going to talk about today?
Let's talk about some of my favorite folks, favorite in quotation marks, my millennials. You know, and up until a little while ago, I didn't even know what a millennial was. Somebody had to explain it to me, but they're kind of gumming up the works, Jim. I mean, I know my young people get mad at me, but and I got a couple working for me, but I give them the business because I try to mentor them, and sometimes they're just not getting it.
No, I don't call them millennials and hop them into the whole thing because sometimes they're not a categorizable person. I call them young people. And young people under 40 we'll call them, they have a different life experience and they see things differently. And I've been actually changing my behavior pattern to better fit with them.
Well, good for you. I mean, I guess I am too, because otherwise I'd pull a little bit of hair that I have left out of my head.
Yeah.
You know, when I sit down with someone, I have a bunch of good guys working for me, and gals too, and a lot of them are under 40, and I'll ask them questions, you know, oddball questions, not like an employer, an employee would ask. We'll go out for a drink, we'll have dinner, I'll say, so where do you live? I live so-and-so. Where'd you grow up? Oh, yeah, so-and-so. Oh, so you stayed in the same neighborhood? I live with my folks. And I roll my eyes. I say, you know, all right, I graduated college at 21 and the following weekend got married. So we didn't live with our mom and dad. And I'm happy to report that we still don't live with our moms and dad. I'm still married to the same gal. But, you know, it's a whole different world out there, Jim. And I don't know if it's good or bad. They're not saving money. And I was just reading something that SunTrust Bank, down by your neck of the woods, said 33% of the millennials that are buying their first house are 36 years old or more. And the biggest reason that they said they wanted to buy a house was for their dog.
Well, listen, I know people that just got married last weekend. I do know that they are going to move in with their parents, but I think it's so that they can save up money for a down payment because it's so darn hard to save up for a down payment. But I agree with you. I went to school. I left for college at 17, and other than coming back for a week or so at a time, I never lived in the house again. It was something I didn't want to do. And I slept on the mattress on the floor at my friend's apartment for 6 months. Didn't matter to me. I did what it took.
Right. Well, that's my battle cry. You know, and I hate to sound old, and Jimmy, you know, no offense, we're old, brother.
That's okay. I looked at Glusman, my young guy that I mentored. He's got a little gray hair going.
There you go. You know, but we had a different, you know, we had that mindset, and I know my dad, and we've spoken off the air, my dad didn't speak English. You know, he was worker hard. That's what we did. We had a goal. We had, you know, hey, listen, meet a nice girl, go to school, educate yourself, get a career, get married, have a family. Now, and you know, I've done some research on this, and I even wrote a blog about it a couple of weeks back. You know, the American dream, you know, three meals a day and cable and laundry service. Mom's basement isn't so bad. And that's what it is. You know, they get married first or they have a child first. And I mean, you know, that's backwards. Now, you know, I don't want to sound old school, but that's backwards. You have to have your ducks in a row or your, you know, you have to have your stuff together. I don't want to say the wrong word, but stuff before you can move forward. Otherwise, you're swimming upstream. And I don't care what anybody says, and it's just a fact. You can't take care of someone else if you can't take care of yourself first.
Well, I think that's
what seems to be a problem.
And I think that's where it rolls together. But I also think that the prior generation may have had a hand in that. Look, I think that if you teach your kid how to budget, if you teach them how to work, if you teach them how to save, the rest is on them.
You're right, Jim, and it is, you know, it is a generational thing, because, you know, I don't know how it is in down in Florida, but it's baffling in New York. I mean, today I was on air, and our mayor said he wants to tax the wealthy 1% of New York to fix the subway. And I said, well, the wealthy 1% of New York don't ride the subway. And I, you know, I'm in that wealthy 1%, and I look at myself and say, I'm a lot of things. I don't consider myself wealthy with the tax bills that I have and all of the expenses that I have. And he's going to bang me out more for something I don't even use. It's a little bit, again, it's a little backwards.
Well,
you're up the point.
Well, you're up there. You got a lefty mayor, and he's talking about wealth distribution. We don't really talk politics on the show, but I think I just showed my colors a little bit.
A little bit. You're kind of right in there with me. It's amazing, but you know, it's a whole thing. I've spoken to a lot of younger folks, and I do from time to time I go back to grad school and I'll teach a class or I'll do a lecture or something, and you look at some of these youngsters and these young people, and I say to myself, all right, guys, do I ask the question? And I'll ask it. I'll say, where do you want to be in 5 years, 10 years? And you'll always get the one guy. And he'll look at me and he'll say, I want to be wearing a nice suit like you and a fancy watch like you. What kind of car do you drive? And I smile. I said, well, what difference does that make? How do you think I got the nice suit and the nice watch? And, you know, the shoulders get shrugged and he kind of slunks in his seat a little bit. I said, can I tell you something? I don't have a PlayStation. Do you? And, I go right at him. And, you know, I feel it's kind of my duty. And they look and say, well, you know, it's a generational thing. Jimmy, we had things that would take our time as well. But you had to make a decision, at, like you said, 17, 18, like me. What do you want to do? You want to hang out with your buddies? Or do you want to go to school, educate yourself? And you'll take one for the team by sleeping on a mattress or an air mattress or a sleeping bag to take that step forward. You did it. I did it.
Well, you know, we've got a roll. So, you know, as always, I want to end with, if people want to find you or they want to check out your blog, D, how do they do that?
Dante Vittoria, thevittoriagroup.com, Dante's Inferno.nyc. Some good stuff, you know, read it, listen to it, agree with it, disagree with it, argue. We love to argue. You know, it's what we do in New York anyway. I'm an Italian guy from New York, Jim. I've been arguing since I could talk, you know what I mean?
Sure I do. I'm a Jewish guy from Jersey, so of course I know what you're talking about. All right, Dante V, my man. Dante's always got some good hot stuff to dish. Dante, we look forward to your coming back again real soon. And of course, I always want to thank you for being a big supporter of the show.
Anytime, brother. Thank you.
Okay.